Hello, welcome to the Above the Clouds podcast. I'm your host, Gaynor Turner, and in this and my future episodes, I'll be talking through all things expat and living in the fabulous Emirate of Dubai, to starting my own fashion business and manifesting, plus being a mum to my two children and setting financial as well as life goals to achieve absolutely anything. So hello and a very warm welcome to today's podcast. How are you feeling today? I hope you're full of cheer on this lovely Friday. And what have you got planned for this weekend? I hope on the back of last week's episode, you do have something in your diary. So last weekend, I went to a networking event with How About, and that was at the Lime Tree Cafe in Jumeirah. And I ended up being half an hour late because I just couldn't find the place. But luckily, when I did eventually find it, loads of other people were lost as well, so I hadn't missed anything. But yeah, the organiser, Anna, was just lovely, very welcoming. And I went upstairs and who was in there but my coach, Shelley. So that was a lovely surprise. Always lovely to see her. And just quite a small gathering this time. But it was good because she had a marketing expert who talked for a good couple of hours all about sort of marketing strategies and all this kind of thing. And yeah, just... I got some really good sort of useful information from there. So he was basically saying that if you post on Instagram, you know, you can't use that same content on TikTok and all the other platforms because every platform works differently. But yeah, just came away with some good nuggets. But one thing he did say, which really resonated with me, is for the first couple of years of your business, you have to go out to the people and tell people about what you're doing. He said, and then after that, the people come to you. And I was like, oh, I like the sound of that. So I wrote that one down. But yeah, so that was really nice. That was a lovely way to start the weekend. And yeah, I got to stand up and do my elevator pitch and tell everyone about what I was doing as well. So that's always a great thing to do. And then after that, in the afternoon, we went to the pool. We've actually found a new pool, which is only a few minutes away. So we've got one, we're very lucky, we've got one swimming pool at the end of the road. But then just an extra few minutes away, there's another pool, which I think just the way it's designed, it is almost like a holiday swimming pool. So as soon as we found that, we've sort of been going there quite a lot. And it's just lovely to sit and read and or listen to a podcast or whatever. And the weather, again, was still not too bad. So touch wood, we are doing very well with the weather here. Yeah, and then Molly had a sleepover. Her friend came over and, had a takeaway. We watched Ant and Dec's last Saturday night takeaway as well. So we're a little bit behind. We were sort of catching up with that. But yeah, so and this weekend, it's sort of more of the same, actually. We're sort of just going to the pool and just having a fairly chilled one. And then next weekend, I've got my brunch booked in. So we're looking forward to that. But yeah, so I hope you've got some nice plans or some nice relaxation and making time for yourself to do some nice things outside, hopefully. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about how starting your own business can teach you so many skills, and if you're really lucky, can change you for the better. Now, this episode all comes on the back of being invited to be a guest on CJ's podcast last week. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, entitled A Very Last Minute Episode, I'll just briefly explain. So basically, on my Instagram, I received an invitation around 2 weeks ago, inviting me to be a guest on this podcast. And because I do receive quite a lot of spam through Instagram, at first I just sort of brushed it off and thought, oh, it's probably nothing. But then I looked at it again, and there was actually a link onto this guy CJ's podcast. So I went onto it. And straight away, I was really interested because he normally interviews people, and he's interviewed some really, really great people talking about all different things, talking about health and wellness, sort of money mindset, all these different things. And, you know, his podcast has been going for quite some time. So, I was just interested. And then I listened to one of his podcasts and just thought he was really, really good because he was just letting his guests speak. And, Yeah, just his philosophy, I was really interested in because he is very much about health and the environment and all these kind of things. And so, yeah, I decided to sort of go ahead and be a guest on his podcast. And I was quite nervous, when I recorded my episode last week, I probably sound a little bit manic, but I went off, went downtown, managed to find the place, which was in Business Bay, and went into the building and was shown into this sort of waiting room. And it was a proper studio, and there were all pictures on the walls of all the other interviews that he'd done, and people had written nice comments on there. Also, along with a huge mirror that had got loads and loads of post-it notes on there from people that had used the studio, sort of saying how amazing the staff were, and all this really good sort of high energy, sort of stuff was sort of pinned up around the walls. But the staff were so kind, straight away they were like, can we get you a drink? And then shortly after that, CJ actually arrived. And, I think straight away when you're sort of on the same wavelength as somebody, it's apparent straight away. And he was just really warm and really high energy and just a lovely, lovely guy. So we sat down and we spoke for about 5 minutes about what it was going to be about and what we were going to be talking about. And he said, I've been on your website and I think I'm going to buy some things for my girlfriend, and saying all things like this. He was basically wanting to talk all about my business, but very much from trying to inspire other people. And he said, let's just see how the conversation goes. Let's just let it flow and see what happens. And I thought, all right, then let's see what happens. And then that's it. We were shown into the studio, and it was a proper studio. So with all the dark curtains up, there was like almost like a set there. So with your two chairs and cameras and lighting and a makeup area, like with the sort of, like the director chairs type thing, with mirrors. So it was very professional. And then there was, I presume he was the producer or, part of the production team, but he was lovely. So he'd got all of his equipment set up as well. So it was just me and CJ and then this one guy as well. So after a few minutes we were sitting there, and then CJ noticed that we'd both got the same trainers on. So we were laughing about that, saying, what good taste we must have if we've both got the same shoes on. And it was obviously meant to be. And then they moved the microphone so it was right underneath you, sitting in these comfortable chairs. And a minute later they said action and did the proper sort of clapperboard action thing. And in that second, I had a real full circle moment of sitting in my kitchen one weekend during lockdown and enrolling in a course to build my own online store and making a decision to start my own business. But this time, rather than coming up with ideas for businesses that would earn me £50 here and there and setting up side hustles really without much effort or without much planning, this time I was going to do it properly and focus all of my creativity and drive into building something to be proud of, with the ultimate goal of providing financial freedom for myself and my family. Now, when you set off on this journey of starting your own business, it's a little bit like setting off on a quest like you see in films, like The Neverending Story, where you don't know how long this journey is going to take or what challenges you'll meet along the way that will test your abilities to overcome these mountains. And each time you come up against a hurdle, you have a choice to either turn around and go back or to use all of your problem-solving skills that you will have developed along the way and all the resilience that you have in your backpack and keep going. So the first leg of my journey was just me. While I was learning how to build my own website and all the technicalities that involved and all the brain space that involved, the endless watching videos, learning how to do things, and then finding suppliers to stock your store with the things that you wanted to sell, and doing things like onboarding credit card companies so that your customers could pay and pay with cards that were well known. And also figuring out things like how to get a business license and trying to find that information online and all those other technicalities that it takes to get your business set up in the first place, let alone setting up a business bank account and all those things, and the endless times that you are turned down from places because you're a startup business or because you're a small business. So really from the get-go, as soon as you get started, you start building your resilience because you are told no quite a lot of times, or people don't get back to you at all. But you have to keep going because you have a vision. And then the second part of the journey, once everything was fully functioning and live and set up, was to start telling people about what I created, which in this part of the story involved a lot of bravery, because, you know, it's quite a personal thing, your business. It is like your child because you've invested so much of yourself in it. And, you know, you've created something, but you don't know how other people will perceive it. You just hope that you've got a feel for what other people will be interested in. So it started off with me sort of setting it live and telling the family that was the first thing. And then after that, it was about putting things on Instagram and starting a sort of a business account on Instagram to start getting your message out there and to start getting followers. And then after that, it was about networking. So probably this time last year, I attended my first networking event, which was a coffee morning. And you know, driving to that coffee morning, I was so nervous and I was practicing my pitch because it was all about you had to stand up for a couple of minutes and tell people about what you did. So you're sort of overcoming this mountain in this particular case of public speaking. And not only that, trying to remember everything that you want to say, you know, and just putting yourself out there. And when I got there, you know, the networking event was quite busy. There were a lot of women there. And after not long, it was my turn to sort of stand up. But I think what I found for myself personally is talking about something that you love and that you know about is quite easy because you've got the passion there, you've got the love for it. So it feels more natural than if I were asked to do a presentation about, you know, some other random thing. I didn't have to think that much about it because it, you know, I've built it, so I know all the ins and outs about it and could just speak about, you know, the bits that I wanted everyone to know about. And I wore one of my own dresses and I sort of brought some humour into it. And yeah, it was actually quite nice to stand up. And I know that there were other women there that, you know, couldn't overcome their fear of public speaking, so couldn't stand up and tell people about what they were there for. But yeah, so that was the first step in networking and being brave. And after that, you then had to sort of mingle. Well, you didn't have to mingle, but you mingled with the other people. But it was just so nice and so refreshing to be sitting in a room full of women that they had been on the same journey as you. They had started their own business. They had had an idea and followed it through and actually done it. So there was a great energy in the room because we were all like-minded people. You know, we wanted to do something different rather than just dreaming about something. We actually wanted to do it. So we were all learning from each other. And I remember on that particular networking event, because the organizer of the event was very structured and very forthright, and she told you what you had to do during that event. So it was like one of those team building things where you had to go out of your comfort zone. So she kept mixing groups and saying, right, you go and stand over there and talk to that lady, kind of thing. And I walked over to this lady, and straight away she had such a smiling face, such a beaming smiling face, and we just hugged, and I told her who I was and what I did, and she said, oh, I'm a happiness coach. And I just said, I am so on your wavelength. And she teaches people to be happy. How incredible is that? And just had this really happy face. And I just thought, oh, you're my kind of person. And, you know, you relaxed the more that you spoke to people. And, you know, I like people anyway. So sort of being in a room with people, I just find that joyful anyway. But it was just so nice to be in a room full of people supporting each other as well. You know, we were really rooting for each other. So that was the first networking event I went to. And then after that, you know, I've just been to so many. I've been to some with the Female Network Dubai. And they're just incredible. And again, that's where I met my good friends. You know, I made two really good friends from going there. But again, the organizer, Kaylee, was just so supportive and so kind. And it was her that let me stand up and do a talk about imposter syndrome at another of her events. And I did a pop-up there. So, you know, these networking events on Women Who Thrive are just incredible, so supportive, and they are growing. Well, I think they're all growing, all these networking groups, because people want something like this and they realize how valuable they are, especially in business. But then my next step after that was starting this podcast. So, you know, having to sort of reach out to everyone that's listening and, again, be brave again. So I had to get my armor out again and do something that I'd never done before in my life. And again, tell my story, but also tell other stories that I've got as well. But hopefully to teach people, you know, to give support to people that may be starting businesses or starting doing something that's alien to them. And yeah, try and encourage others along the way whilst I'm also on the journey. And that obviously has turned into one of my greatest loves as well, this podcast. So now I'm kind of in the third chapter where I feel as though, you know, other incredible characters with great wisdom are now making an appearance in my story, and offering me advice and giving me the information and the tools that I need to get over that last mountain before I reach, is it Fantasia in the Neverending Story where the guy is trying to get to? I can't remember. But I feel as though these people are now showing up in the forms of my business coach, Shelley, who keeps reminding me of how far I've come and everything that I've achieved so far. And she left me the most incredible voicemail message the other day. And I might ask her permission, actually, if I can share it with you. But it was basically a message all about, now, I want you to stop for a minute. And I want you to write down everything that you've achieved since we did our coaching, you know, a few weeks ago. She said, now I just want you to stop for a minute and acknowledge how far you've come and everything that you've achieved. And she just sends me these messages going, you are doing brilliant. Look at all you've done and all these things. But to have somebody there with their arm around me now, so that I'm not on this journey on my own anymore. Now I'm going on this next stage to get experts to help me. You know, I feel as though I've probably gone as far as I can on my own. And now in order to get to that next step where I'm heading, I need other people. And it's such a luxury to have other people now helping me and reaching out to me. So obviously that the second character that's come into my story is CJ, who just blew me away. And I have to admit, I was quite emotional afterwards, not straight afterwards, but I think the day after, because I've been on this journey on my own for this long, having somebody come to me who was really interested to hear my story and who kept speaking about how inspiring I am. And I say, when you're sitting in your kitchen, just with your cup of tea, trying to figure out how to start this business, and you've got an idea of what you'd love it to become, and then sort of further on down the line, people are interviewing you, asking you how you've done it, because it might inspire other people. You know, I was just a bit of a blubbering mess after it the day afterwards, because I thought, oh, and the interview was so amazing. I'll just go into that a little bit as well. But I felt so relaxed, and it was happening at the right time, because I think if this interview would have happened a year ago, I probably would have had complete imposter syndrome. I probably would have looked like a deer in headlights and not been able to have thought, you know, a decent answer, or maybe, you know, not even being able to speak at all. But it was the right time because of everything that I've learned and because the confidence that I've built and the self-belief that I've built along the way. Having someone for a whole hour just ask me lovely questions. And he was very much covering, he said, so many people are stuck in life and just do what they've always done. And I've obviously spoken about that in episodes before of my own, but, you know, he said, how would you help people to get out of being stuck in that rut and go after what they really want to do? And I thought, oh, that's a very me question. So it just flowed. And he was just amazing, saying he was so great at listening. But it was a really interesting conversation for an hour. And he got me thinking, because he said, what's next for Above the Clouds? You know, where are you going to be in a year's time? And, you know, these are all thought-provoking questions. But throughout the whole of it, I just spoke from the heart. I told my manifesting stories and he was just blown away with them. And he was laughing because the sort of producer guy, you know, CJ was saying to him, I think you're just taking notes of everything she's saying here so that you can change your life. But he actually very kindly said to me, he said, normally I spend time putting my guests at ease before we start recording. He said, but today you've put me at ease. We just got along famously, and it was just such an incredible experience. And, you know, he had lots of photos afterwards. But then afterwards he said, if there's anything that I can do to help you, let me know. And he said, and I definitely want you to come back on when you've published your book, he said, because we'll get the word out there about your book as well. So spoke about that a little bit, but yeah, just incredible. But yeah, so just really got me thinking about how far I've come and how far anyone has come that has started a business and kept going, despite, you know, adversity and despite all these challenges and despite, you know, even when it looks as though this is never going to happen. And I always think, sort of starting a business, it's like trying to take off in an A380 that's full of rocks. But then eventually, you know, you gradually gain momentum, and all of a sudden, you know, you're flying above the clouds. But the wonderful thing then is you can look back on how far you've come, on that person that was sitting in their kitchen by themselves for years. And you suddenly realize that it was all worth it, you know, that you did get there, you did arrive at your destination, and had a cocktail on the sun lounger when you arrived at your destination. So, yeah, it was just such an encouraging thing, and it was such a full circle moment. And it helps you to step into the next version of yourself, who is, you know, somebody that's running a very successful business and, you know, can hopefully inspire others along the way as well to do the same and think outside the box. But yeah, similar to what I was saying last week, that in order to get over my nerves of going to this unknown interview that I had no clue what I was walking into, I fast-forwarded time and just thought, how amazing will I feel tonight when I'm telling my family about how fabulous it was? And Richard was really sweet. I sent him the pictures, because we had lots of pictures sort of together afterwards. And he was like, you need to tell everybody about this. I'm so proud of you. And yeah, I think just that those moments sort of looking ahead of time of how you will feel when you do get there, you know, that will hopefully keep you going when you come across those mountains. But yes, I hope you've had some value out of today's episode and made you realise that you have everything that it takes to make this business succeed. You've just got to keep going. But yes, you can find me on Instagram at Gainer Above the Clouds. My online store, which I built myself, is abovethclouds.boutique. And don't forget, I have 24-hour delivery in Dubai on certain pieces, which are on my website. And also, if you wanted to glow up your wardrobe and glow up your overall style, you can also book a one-to-one with me if you're here in Dubai. And I'll bring out my Above the Clouds collections to your home. And just have a lovely home shopping session, which will be amazing. But yes, in the meantime, I hope you have a fabulous weekend ahead. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now. We'll be right back.